News. I'm Keith Peters reporting the U.S. and British militaries bombed more than a dozen sites used by the Iranian-backed Houthis. The military targets included logistical hubs, air defense systems, and weapons storage and launching locations. President Biden says the strikes were meant to demonstrate that the U.S. and its allies will not tolerate the militant group's ceaseless attacks on the Red Sea. A United Airlines plane made an emergency landing after a warning about a possible door issue.
An airport spokesman in Tampa, Florida, says United Airlines jet out of Sarasota cut short a flight Wednesday and landed there after pilots were alerted about a possible issue with a door. United says the plane took off later after the issue was addressed. The aircraft involved was an Airbus A319. According to data from tracking service FlightAware, it carried 123 passengers and 5 crew members and was airborne for less than an hour. Last week, a plug that takes the place of a door on some Boeing MAX 9 jetliners blew off an Alaska Airlines plane shortly after takeoff from Portland, Oregon. I'm Norman Hall.
GOP senators say no to efforts by conservative House members to force Speaker Johnson to backtrack on a federal budget deal with Democrats.
Just days after Johnson arrived at the top-line spending compromise to avoid a government shutdown, the most fiscally conservative members of his caucus say it still includes too much wasteful spending. But their effort to push a new alternative has many GOP senators worried the entire compromise may wind up DOA in the upper chamber. That's not going to work, warned Senator Mitt Romney. Good luck, said Appropriations Committee member Lisa Murkowski, noting an agreement has already been achieved and, quote, let's move on. Bob Agnew reporting.
On Wall Street, the Dow up by 15 points, the Nasdaq rose a fraction, the S&P 500 down 3. This is SRN News. A Christian baker from Colorado who won a lawsuit over his refusal to make a gay wedding cake is now being sued by a transgender person. Teresa Sidebotham of Telios Law says there's a lot at stake in Jack Phillips' case.
Both free speech and free exercise of religion. This is a whole principle of whether, first any artist, but any person should be compelled to engage in expression that they don't agree with.
The case is percolating through the state circuits.
He lost at the Colorado Court of Appeals and has filed a petition for certiorari with the Colorado Supreme Court.
Last year, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled in favor of a Christian web designer who didn't want to work on a same-sex wedding. Sidebotham says that decision should have a bearing on Phillips' case. This is SRN News. A ban on tackle football for elementary school children is being suggested in California.
Lawmakers are debating the ban for children under 12 to reduce the risk of brain injuries. A legislative committee voted 5-2 during a public hearing Wednesday to advance the bill authored by Democratic Assemblymember Kevin McCarthy. But the measure is a long way from passing. It must clear the state assembly by the end of January to have a chance of becoming law this year. Advocates say the bill will protect kids from the risk of brain damage. But coaches and other football advocates say the ban would cut off kids from an important source of physical activity. John Scott reporting.
The California ski resorts Palisades, Tahoe, and Alpine Meadows reopened with a focus on safety a day after an avalanche killed a skier and injured 3 others. The Palisades Tahoe operation blog says Thursday is a rigorous snow safety morning for both resorts. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.